Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I do love the name, the Dojo Cats.
Hey, hey!
So great. So great. How you boys doing?
Great, man. How are you?
Good, brother. How you doing, Corby?
Are you ready to walk your white ass down 8 Mile? That was a line from the movie. Just repeating the movie.
And Will.
I would own that strip.
Oh, whatever.
I mean, the battles that I would get into that I would destroy.
Man, I just want you to go down and just repeat word for word what Eminem did in the club in the last rap battle. Everybody from the 313.
No. The answer is no.
Okay.
Unequivocally, no. Okay, so we got some good ones today, including some from our own squadron, but from Matt, would you rather attend a home playoff game or a road playoff game of your favorite team, even if it's a 50-50 chance on whether your team wins in either location? For me, unequivocally, road playoff games are cooler than home playoff games.
I'm right there with you. I am right there with you. That is, it's just something about the us against the world mentality. And the road fan always feels like that they have to cheer just a little bit louder and clap just a little bit longer and stand up and all that. I love the stress of being on the road.
There's something about the community of being with the crew, though, and having the whole crew there, full-throated.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Right?
Yeah, it's cool. That there's definitely, but there's nothing like, there's nothing like, I don't know if you were there, Joe, or not, but like when the Rangers beat the Yankees back in the 2010 playoffs, and Yankee Stadium completely emptied out after like the fifth inning or sixth inning, there was nothing like it. And there was nothing like it when the Mavs beat the Lakers in 2011 in LA and seeing that place empty out. There's something so incredibly satisfying about seeing that. I don't know what it is.
Game two, when the Mavericks in 2011 beat the Heat. You guys, we did post-game shows because they were on Channel 8. We had got security because after game one, it was kind of crazy. Man, we didn't need any security after game two.
No.
They walked by so meekly.
Yeah.
There was nothing being said.
I think my favorite may have been the Oklahoma City game four where they came back from 15-1 in overtime. You want to talk about a building that is a fun road trip because that is an electric building.
Loud.
But to go that silent in overtime was so thrilling, dude. That was the best.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just you like seeing people miserable. Like it makes you happy to see your enemy miserable.
Yeah. That's something
I think that's
to it.
Yeah. Yeah. If you had to assemble a starting lineup of your most hated NBA players of the 21st century, who would they be? From Corey.
Oof.
Because two of them are on the team right now, but they're playing.
Yeah, Westbrook and Harden are really high up on that list.
Yep, for me too.
Throw in Karl Malone for me.
Really?
Oh my gosh. Hated him.
Really?
Yes.
I hated him more after basketball than during.
No, dude.
Didn't like him during.
Couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
Throw Timmy Duncan in there for me.
D-Wade?
I was conflicted because I liked him when he was at Marquette. Good Jesuit school. But then after what him and LeBron did to Dirk, making fun of Dirk when he was coughing, I didn't like
that. We're obligated to hate him. But I did a one-on-one bit with him in the locker room one time, and he was so cool.
Oh, so you're friends with him, so you can't. Okay.
Yeah. Friends.
Yeah, go be friends with him then.
Yeah, why don't you move to Miami?
Steven Jackson would be on there for me.
Oh, really?
Dude, he made me insane. And I can't really figure out why. He was just a pest. And he seemed like he was always hitting big shots against the Mavs, no matter where he was.
Right.
Baron Davis could be on that list. I couldn't stand him when all that was going down. Harden and Westbrook are really high on the list. Devin Booker.
Yo, Devin Booker is definitely working his way up.
And he continues to, even in the last game I saw, I'm like, man, what is wrong with you?
But Westbrook over Harden for me. Westbrook is top tier.
Yeah.
He's definitely in the starting lineup. But Karl Malone may be my, it's funny because Karl Malone and John Elway are two of my most hated athletes of all time.
Elway?
Yes.
Why?
don't know. Just his look.
That didn't really make sense.
Yeah, I don't like his face.
Man, did a couple bits with him in New Orleans when I did the sports there. Couldn't have been nicer.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Couldn't have been more cool.
Just never liked him at all.
Okay.
Okay, from Tyler, who is sitting in the room in there with you guys. I don't know if you guys saw the Thailand beating Kuwait in the hockey game. Did you see the score?
I did.
Okay. So Thailand beat Kuwait in an under 18 world qualifier 57-0. And yep. Tyler asks, could we assemble a team and beat Kuwait? What's the score?
I'm going to say no.
But we've at least seen ice.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe so. They're like, what is this? What's happening?
That was probably their first time playing.
Why is it so slippery?
They had one shot on goal.
Yeah. The shots on goal were 122-1.
And they
could we beat a national under 18 hockey team?
could we transform back and be under 18 as well? That might be the only way.
We'd have to be where we are right now. God, and that's why the answer is no. Well, you don't need me on the team because it'll be hard for me to shoot the puck holding chair in front of me. Not falling on my ass. So I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were talking about the other day on the air, the things that we're scared of. I think Bob was talking about his wife being petrified of rats.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is roaches.
I heard that segment. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I can't handle that. And this guy asked for $1 million. Would you eat a live roach?
Oh.
Damn.
I think the answer is yes, because it's $1 million, but I think I would pass out.
It would freak me out. It would, I wouldn't know what to do. Just knowing that the thing is just trying to run up your esophagus after you swallow it whole. Yeah, I'm
out. Would you chomp down $1 million,
dude? That's so disgusting.
Man, I'm getting freaked out just thinking about it. So, actually seeing the thing?
Our first apartment after we got married was maybe they were asking why, hey, who are you guys?
This is our place.
Right.
You're invading our space.
You're paying rent too? The hell? It's all we could afford.
I grew up in Houston, man. Come on, man. I mean, those things are huge, and some of them fly. Stinking way.
We had a moment when I was in college. My roommate, we rented a house, a three-bedroom house, and it was such a dump. And it was such a roach haven. And the owners had us leave so they could come bomb the house.
Right.
You know? But before they did that, we were all standing in there, and there were four or five roaches on the wall. And one of them I saw, we were freaking out just looking at him, and one of them peeled off the wall, flew, and he flew parallel to the ground, started flying low, and flew up my friend's shorts.
Oh my God.
Snap.
I would have passed out.
And dude, what? I did. I dropped to the floor. I'm like, yeah.
One time, Corby, in our old apartment, they bombed our apartment. And then when we came back, the roaches had beach chairs out. It was zinc on their nose. hey, thanks. We appreciate that. It did nothing for us. We're in Oak Cliff, man. It does nothing to us.
Yeah.
We don't have time here. I'm going to tell you off air my New Orleans apartment story with my buddy. Senior year of college. Oh, my God. Wait. We don't have time.
But we've all lived in, that's part of growing up.
Heck
you always seem like you live in some sort of roach-infested place. Okay, this is a good one. Would the Jones children, so Jerry's three kids, put Jerry in a retirement home if they were guaranteed three straight championships?
I think we all know the answer to that.
Oh, Jerry might let them. Three?
But he gets no credit. He's in the home.
Mm.
Do you like those three Super Bowls?
Yes, they would. They're thinking about it right now. They're contemplating.
Did you hear them yesterday? I know y'all did, but he was talking about I'm not in this for the short term. I'm in this for 10 more years or whatever. And I'm like, my God, this man is going to be doing this.
I'm teasing, but I'm not teasing.
Steven just kind of slumped in the chair damn it.
Yes. When he's 95 years old, he's still going to be sitting up there saying these things.
Hey, are you
I don't
guys-
think Jerry, if you ask Jerry right now, look, you're guaranteed three championships, but you will be in an old folks home.
Yeah, he'd say no.
There's no way he would do it.
No.
Are you guys like me and you think about secession now whenever you think about the Cowboys?
Of course.
And how it's going to go?
Yeah.
I mean, totally.
Of course. I mean, that's what that show was basically built around, that family, right? Like, it's, yes, it's all I think about.
Well, Corby, have fun in Detroit. We cannot wait to get draft coverage started. And I know you guys are going to have a blast up there doing what the Hardline will do.
We will. Love you, boys. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah,
we'll
have take care, Corby. Hey.